A renewed effort to protect the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge from development is being met with excitement from environmental groups who hope they will find more allies in the Democratic-controlled Congress and the incoming Obama administration. Today, Senator Joe Lieberman, a Democratic-leaning independent from Connecticut, introduced a bill that would protect the Arctic Refuge coastal plain from oil and gas exploration. Lieberman has repeatedly introduced the same bill in recent years. But today, environmental groups say they have new hope. The Gwich'in Steering Committee, which advocates to preserve the refuge on behalf of Gwich'in Athabascans, is supporting Lieberman's bill. Executive Director Lucy Beach says there's new energy.
It's very hopeful. I mean, for several years, we've had a huge uphill battle of just being on the defense of protecting the calving and nursery grounds of the porcupine caribou herd. And now we're more so on the offense, and we can look at this as a new day, and hopefully people will begin to do that as well.
Lieberman's bill has 23 co-sponsors, but Alaska's new Democrat, Senator Mark Begich, has come out fighting against it, as he pledged to do when he ran for office. Begich says he hopes to convince his colleagues to open ANWR as part of a comprehensive energy plan.
I'm going to, as I said, do whatever I can to prevent legislation that attempts to put it aside or lock it up. But at the same time, I'm going to put my energy also into a long-term energy plan that talks about renewable energy, non-renewable energy like the gas line, MPRA, ANWR, offshore, as well as conservation and new technologies.
The Gwich'in Steering Committee's Lucy Beach says she agrees a comprehensive energy plan is in order, but she wants to see it focus on renewable energy. Beach says she's remembering the words of a Gwich'in elder who fought to protect the refuge.
Jonathan Solomon used to say, look at all the billions that have gone through Alaska, and where's the sustainable development? We're putting all our eggs into the oil industry basket, so to speak. And, you know, this is not a renewable resource we're talking about. So, again, especially the people in the rural areas, we need a new idea.
A companion bill to protect the Arctic Refuge was introduced in the House last week. At the same time, Congressman Don Young introduced a bill calling for opening ANWR to development.